Audio 1.41
Voyage to the End of the World. Have you ever thought about exploring the ends of our planet? The Arctic in the north or Antarctica in the south? Because their names are so similar and they are both covered with snow, we tend to mix them up. How to remember which is which? The Arctic is an area of the ice-covered Arctic Ocean surrounded by three continents: Europe, North America, and Asia. The living conditions are tough. The lowest temperature is minus 68 degrees Celsius, and between October and February, the sun does not rise at all in the northernmost region of the Arctic. It's called the Polar Nights. But in spite of this, people have always lived there. The last real town up north is Ny-Ålesund on the island of Spitsbergen. There are 2,000 permanent residents who mainly live off tourism, education, and research. Everybody moves around on snowmobiles. And when you leave the town, you need to carry a gun because of hungry polar bears. Tourists come to admire this amazing region of glaciers, mountains, and fjords with its fauna. Besides the bears, there are many seabirds, reindeer, and marine mammals. But if you want to experience the last place untouched by humanity, you should definitely go to the other side of the globe, Antarctica. It is the fifth largest continent on Earth and is surrounded by the Southern Ocean. It is the coldest place on Earth. The temperature can drop below minus 93 degrees Celsius. Believe it or not, it is also the biggest desert in the world. In some parts, there has been no rain or snow for 2 million years. As Antarctica is 98% covered with ice, it is a place with very limited wildlife. Penguins, seals, blue whales and orcas, but no polar bears. Because the conditions are unbearable, there aren't any people living there permanently. Still, there are tourists who are willing to spend a small fortune on the trip of a lifetime, and they say it's worth it. The most popular destination is Port Lockroy.